Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha, and thank you for joining us here today. Today, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In this beautiful tradition, the Prophet says, "The least comfortable of human beings is the miser." Let's take a moment to look at this beautiful tradition and analyze it. You know, one of the principles of our beautiful religion, the religion of Islam, is that we're of the opinion that Islam is a religion which is harmonious with reason and the intellect. And none of its laws are contrary to human reason. At the same time, we know that human reason is limited and can't understand everything and all of the secrets and intricacies of the universe. It's because of this that, religion comes, and in those places where the human reason is unable to understand certain things, religion comes and guides, the mind. One of those places where, reason, a lot of times can't understand or comprehend, the wisdom behind this phenomenon is like the certain rulings that we have in religion. One of those rulings is reflected and manifested in this tradition. In Islam, and we have lots of traditions which say that if you want your wealth to increase, you should give charity. If you want your wealth to increase and you want to be prosperous, you should give charity. This is like one of those things where, it kind of doesn't make sense to the mind, or at least the mind has a hard time understanding it. But nevertheless, it's been affirmed by religion and by God. Converse to this, is what has been mentioned in this religion. A person who is stingy and is miserly and tries to hoard his wealth and doesn't want to give it away, right? This trait or this habit leads to his poverty. It leads to his poverty, and it leads to a contrary result from what the person expected. And this is what happens for this person in this world. And if you think about it, it also leads to contrary result for the person after he dies. This person is saving his wealth for what? He's saving the wealth. He doesn't want to give it to people. But in reality, he's storing this wealth up for another person who's going to inherit it from him when he dies. That's why Imam Ali, in another tradition, has been related to have said, "The miser stores wealth for his inheritors." He thinks he's storing it for himself, but in essence, he doesn't want to give it to people. But in essence, he's saving wealth to give a bigger amount for people for another person after he dies. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted. No more.